Don't leave us, baby. Get set.
Now, so then we'll talk, say, money no de Lagos. But every night, the clubs, the hotels, the joints are packed. Not with animals, but human beings. You know why? Because I think Lagosians have come to agree that one of the ways to survive this Lagos is to chop the life of your head, or the head of your life, or the chop is to chop the life of your head. only those who, most Lagosians, will understand that statement, because it's not something you hear all around. Mm-hmm. Chop the life of your head. Is that not the saying?
Yeah, that's how they say it.
Absolutely.
Jaya Orimi.
Uh-huh. Mm. So because I think it has become a part of our survival mechanism.
That's right.
With all the madness, with all the different kind of mindset and kind of opinion. You see, it is only in Lagos you find there's nothing you're looking for that you don't find. If you're looking for people who think, you know, if human beings are thinking straight like this, if you're looking for those who are thinking left and right, who they will just stay by that thinking aside, you will find in Lagos.
I saw this TikTok video.
Okay.
I'm not sure I can remember word for word, but it was, I think this white guy was asking a question about what's the latest thing about your country, something like that.
Mm.
And then this guy responded saying that, you know, we're amazing people, billionaire day, poor person day,
yes,
everything day. But you see, nobody's normal. Nobody's normal. We're all not normal.
Nobody. No single person.
But is that a categorical statement, though?
I think it is.
Really?
I think, no, see, if you look at our routine, our life, so it's not a question of, you know, me, I don't like the Lagos wahala. You cannot be in Lagos and not, you know, deal with the Lagos wahala.
Hmm.
And the wahala comes at different levels. Whether you are in Victoria Island or you're in Ikuyi, or you are in Banana Island.
See, there are people who don't experience it.
They don't experience Lagos wahala.
There are some people that don't experience Lagos wahala.
It's only if you fly helicopter.
Except for the traffic.
You cannot escape Lagos wahala. It is multidimensional.
And then, come to think of it, the fuel scarcity.
Aha.
Which cars are lining up at filling stations this morning.
Mm-hmm.
If you're in traffic at the moment, if you are part of those cars, you know, queuing up to get fuel, what is your situation at the moment? We want to hear from you this morning.
That's right. We'd like to hear from you, Lagos. And that's why we started talking about our city of Lagos.
Mm-hmm.
Because we know that you have to deal with a lot each and every day
as a
Lagosian. And that's, we've been part of the reasons we're here on radio every day, to ensure that you have fun while doing your going about your daily activities, going about your hustle. We ask you what's happening in your lungu. We ask you what's going on. Specifically, but the government in the news, I read it, said that there is no need for Nigerians to be panic buying. But it's always, government is saying one thing and the reality on the street is
different thing. I mean, I experienced numbers of cars packed, lined up at a filling station this morning. In fact, not just one filling station, but several filling stations.
Yep.
So, I mean, is that not opposite of what the government is saying?
What is the DPR doing? DPR, where are you? I mean, you should be at the filling station ensuring that they're not hoarding this fuel.
Mm-hmm.
And what is it? They say they're going to increase the price in the depot. The government says no. Kinoshele, go, 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 go.
We are confused.
All this confusion, is what we just say, you know what, because of this, instead of coming here to now be confused, let's cuckoo just have fun, you know? But we'd like to know what your situation is like. Have you been struggling to get fuel?
Yeah.
And are you at a filling station? How much are they selling?
Mm-hmm.
Please, I know the government, no complaint to me, you understand? We just want to know as they go.
That's right.
You understand? If you want to address the government, you can talk to the government.
But
we're here to listen.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to say that we're still here like a middle channel.
Now, also remember that plus fuel, plus the COVID, plus everything that's going on in Lagos, Myself and Andrea were equally facing the same thing. We live in this Lagos.
We live in Lagos, so...
We don't live in Mars.
We are not ghosts.
So you have to understand that.
We don't pass through the wall. I wish we do.
I swear.
I really wish we can pass through the wall. We are here. You know? Oh, my God.
Oh, my.
Trust me, life would have been just so easy. I mean, are you...
Are you as weird as I am?
I really wish that we could have, you know, the whole cypher thing going on real life.
Yeah.
Where we can, you know, perform some, you know,
magic. Imagine if I could fly.
Just like that.
I could fly the Iron Man or just, you know.
Influence all kinds of things. There's all kinds of things that we need to influence.
We need.
And it cannot just happen by just saying the things. You know, using some.
Superpower.
Superpowers.
Okay, if you had a superpower, what would you like to influence a change?
I want to disappear and appear. Okay, you said what? No, I didn't get that. I just answered you.
So let me say, okay, you answered. What you prefer, the superpower is the ability to disappear and appear, right?
Yes, now.
Okay, what would you use that for?
No, for you. Are you asking me again?
Just, from your room, back to the studio, hey, boom.
God. I'm not a thief, oh. But you see,
would you?
I can just, you know, appear inside a bouillon van. And, you know, pack the things I need to pack. And you'll just appear somewhere else. Just like that.
Well, that's also possible if a snake can swallow money. And snake, one snake is 16 million. That's the biggest snake
in
the world.
I'm just kidding, though. Don't take my word for it. I'm not a thief.
So obviously, you're not
a thief.
I mean, they never say. Well, guys, welcome on board. Andrea, how was your night?
Are you really asking me
that? How was your night?
Are you really asking me that? Are you really?
I don't understand.
What are you asking me?
I'm asking you how your night went.
My night was good.
Good, okay.
Was your night good as well?
My night was good. My wife was by my side, so it was good. And
what?
It was way better than the previous night. Because I woke up angry the previous night. So, yeah, it was good. It was good. And then also, I just looked at everything. I said, one has to be grateful to God, really, like about life and generally. Yeah. I think that's what really just, you know, touched me in a very special place in my heart. And I'm happy that I'm sharing that today. And, you know, we had a heart-to-heart conversation, which, you know, of course, led to, you know, some decisions that we feel that things, and they will get better.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. So, Lagos, Nigeria, we are still live.
Mm-hmm.
And that was it. Didn't I ask your question? Was that clear?
Okay, you answered my question.
Was this something you expected me to say?
I actually was expecting something else, but it's okay. It's okay. I wanted to know what exactly you were grateful for.
Yes, I'm.
What really touched you?
What touched me was the fact that I just realized that God has been blessing us in a very special way.
Is it the conversation we had?
I
was lost there.
Is it a conversation?
I was really lost there.
No. We're moving. For that conversation, we're work in progress.
We
keep getting better.
That's fine.
And that's it. And, in case you want to find out what the conversation is in the other room, you know, probably have to follow us on social media or maybe do bring a check or put that in a reality show or something. Lagos, Nigeria. What's the feel like in your neighborhood? What's going on? What is the road saying? What are the roads saying? I would like to know this morning. The number to call. 0700-993-993-993.
All right, you can also drop WhatsApp messages. 0809-597-5805. All right, I think I'll take that again. 0809-597-5805.
For WhatsApp. You're calling us, make sure you're excited, man. Just go with a WhatsApp Lagos password. What's up, Lagos?
And tell us how you're feeling this morning what the situation is around you at the moment.
That's right. Well, she's Andrea Adobe Chigo.
I didn't get that.
She's Andrea Adobe Teke.
That's right, and here's Collins. Teke.
Yes, what's up, Lagos? What the show's called? Hey!
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? What's up?
Cheers to life. Good morning to you.
Good morning. This is Elda Umana from Ikorodu.
Sorry, we didn't get your name. What's your name, please?
Elda Umana from Ikorodu.
Elda Umana.
from Ikorodu.
You're welcome.
Great to have you.
You're welcome.
Okay. I just want to thank God on behalf of our father in the Lord.
Okay.
Pastor Enoch Adeboye. Today is his birthday.
Oh.
I want to thank God for his life.
Right.
Wow. Say more, yes, more anointing. The oil of God will never run dry in his life. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
He will finish well and he will finish strong in the name of Jesus.
All right.
And I pray for you people too. The anointing of God will never run dry in your life.
Amen.
Amen.
What the Lord, you and your family will be for signs and wonder in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Bless the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Have a wonderful name.
And you too. God bless you. God bless you especially. Thank you.
Wow.
Another
what a way. What a way to start.
Oh, boy.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hi, good morning. Peace. What's your name, please?
Peace.
My name is Peace.
Hi, Peace.
Peace that won last week, and up to now, I've not gotten your account number. Peace.
No, I'm giving my details, though.
Yeah.
Where am I? Yes, I wanted to ask you.
Someone called you, right? Someone called you?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, okay, I'll check with them, okay? Peace. Yes. Thank God you called back. So we'll check with them.
Right. So how are you this morning?
I'm very fine. How's your night? How was everything?
Fine. We're fine, too.
Okay.
Fantastic. Yeah. Thank you so much.
I'll just thank you guys for last week, for giving me the opportunity to play the game.
Aww.
Thank you guys for everything.
You're welcome.
I pray that God will continue to empower you guys in what you guys do and continue empowering us in
Amen. Amen.
Thank
you. Too. Well, thank you.
All
God
right.
bless you. Well, a lot of prayers this day, man. It's okay.
Wow.
Bunch of prayers.
We can't complain.
We can't complain about that, can we? Lagos, it's 18 minutes. Let me wait. 19 minutes past the hour of 10. And we're live on What's Up Lagos. We have a family talk conversation also.
That's right. We started a conversation yesterday, and we told you that there's going to be a follow-up this morning.
That's
and of
right.
course, we have that follow-up this morning.
Lower bye.
Yeah.
So we'll take some more calls and find out what the feel is like from Lagos, how you're doing, and then get back to the talk.
Hi, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, this is Juliet.
Hi.
From Lagos, Ejigbo.
Hi, Juliet. Good to have you here.
I'm so glad to speak with you guys. Like, I've always been calling you guys about, like, forever. Like, ever.
Great to have
Great
you.
Great to have you,
us.
Juliet.
Yeah, so how are you guys doing?
We push us once more.
Wow, that's nice. So nice to hear from you for finally, like,
aww.
Every
aww.
Day I wake up to Nigeria Info. I sleep listening to Nigeria Info. I also aww. Most love the station, and I love you guys in particular.
Aww. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Juliet.
Yeah, take care. Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, take care of you. Amazing, Juliet. A lot of excitement in our voice.
That's
hey.
Right.
Yay, I'm on air.
Yes, you are.
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, this is Grace calling from Ikeja.
Hi, Grace.
Hi, Grace.
Well done, guys.
Thank you.
To God. Okay. Today makes it a year since I walked out of an abusive marriage.
Wow!
We have to celebrate that.
Congratulations, girl!
Thank you. I walked away with my 3-month-old pregnancy.
Wow.
And I'm glad I'm fine.
Wow. So, as the baby, if I do the calculation well, that means you walked away with. A year ago, with three months
old.
So, how's the baby?
The baby is very well.
Yes.
He's 4 months plus.
Woo! Wow. How are you, though? Wow. Did you go for any therapy session? Did you?
Yes, so I did, though, because
I was
going to side out, cooking slow poison on how to poison the guy.
Wow.
And my brain, I was messed up.
Wow.
Wow.
I'm really happy for you. I'm
Man.
Really happy for you.
Man, you have a great life ahead of you, trust
That's
me.
Right.
And
yeah.
Nobody deserves pain.
Nobody.
In any relationship, whether it's business, relationship, or marriage. So, man, when it doesn't work, you walk away, and peacefully so. I'm happy
yes,
for you, really. And I'm sure a lot of people will be inspired by this, your small story, this morning.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you so much. Keep exciting. In regards to the baby.
All right, bye.
Bye. All right.
Oh.
Right.
Oh, my. Sorry, my lady. Sorry. Who's there? Oh, it's gone. Anyways.
All right.
All things work together for good. So you were...
Well, I mean, I wanted to just... at some point, right, she loved that Percy.
Uh-huh.
At some point, they had a good time together. Mm-hmm. And she got married with the Percy. Mm-hmm. I mean, she got married to the Percy. And, you know, along the line, he became abusive and she had to leave. Hmm. You know, I'm sure that she wished the marriage didn't end.
Uh-huh.
I'm sure that she wished that she, you know, still had the love
going
on and things like that, which, you know, we talked about yesterday,
mm-hmm.
how people get to fall out of love and what could possibly lead to couples falling out of love.
That's right.
Today, we're having a twist to that conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And we told you that we're going to talk about the psychological effect on children when, you know, there's an absence of love in a family. Not just, you know, a husband and wife this time around,
uh-huh.
the family in general.
Mm.
When there's an absence of love, how does it affect the child?
And questions, Ella, how do you even know this love is not present in a house? Are there signs that show that love is not present?
Absolutely. There are signs.
So
love, I think we established the fact yesterday that love is a consistent thing.
Yeah.
Love is an action word.
Mm-hmm.
So when you say you love a person, there is a doing.
Evolved,
right? So when that doing is not evident anymore, you can feel
that something's not right.
You can feel.
And I also hear this thing that say women have instinct. Like they know when they can tell what has not been told. You know?
Yeah, I agree.
All right. Well, intuition. Intuition is the word I was looking for. Well, but we are here today again. We'll talk about the absence of love in families, between couples and between members, and how that affects the children.
Right.
And we'd like to go into this conversation in toto.
Mm-hmm.
But before we do that, we'd have a break and we'd also take some messages. And if you'd like to send a WhatsApp. And I don't know if you can squeeze in the call before going to a break. Is it possible to squeeze in a caller?
I'm not sure we can.
Except if the person's going to be as fast. So, yes, let's establish the conversation and go on that break now. We are going to extensively discuss the effect of lack of love on a child and also do what I would describe as a highlighting of how the show of love can help children grow better. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, also we're going to discuss possible ways that parents can show love to their children even when the marriage is at the point of a breakup.
That's right. So that's what we'll be looking at after the break right here on Nigeria's number one for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info. It's What's Up Lagos.
Welcome back, Lagos. It's Nigeria Info, 99.3. And yes, this is What's Up Lagos with the Techers. My name is Andrea Oduobi Teke.
And I'm Collins. You gotta wait. Teke, we're back.
We're back.
To the conversation now.
To the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
So yesterday we started this very interesting topic and almost everyone has something to say, something interesting to share with us, their experiences, actually, which I really do appreciate.
Mm-hmm.
I like the fact that, I mean, people were open enough to share what they're experiencing, and it's such a big deal. People who, you know, facing some kind of, well, I call it a setback when it comes to love
mm-hmm.
in their marriage and their relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I appreciate that. Thank you so much. And yeah, welcome to another exciting and eye-opening family talk of What's Up Lagos.
That's right. What's up, Lisa? 28 minutes past hour of 10. And we'll get straight into this conversation now. And lay the foundation for today's direction. Abi. You know, and today we'll be picking up from where we stopped, like you mentioned. And at this time, we'll look to concentrate more on the effect the lack of love in family can have on the child. Basically, That's our today's focus, really.
That's right. And let's you know, yesterday we didn't have the time to actually delve into how it actually does affect children, the absence of love, how it affects children in the family. Now, let's go straight away. Judging from statistics, the number of children from broken homes are on the rise. The divorce statistics for 2018 show that one in every three marriages result in divorce. 36.6% of all marriages in the U.S. end in divorce. I mean, that's in the U.S. Now, roughly one in two children will see their parents' marriage break up. Now, the divorce statistics for 2018 show that one in every three marriages result in divorce. 21% of children are raised without their
fathers.
That's right.
You know, I'm just looking at it. I'm saying, oh boy, this is a serious matter. And they say children are more likely to experience behavior issues when their parents divorce, when the child is between the age of 7 and 14.
That's right.
You know,
between the age... say that again.
7 and 14.
Yeah, 7 and 14. That's like the adaptation age.
Okay.
Right? Mm-hmm. And so at that stage, the child is learning new things, the child is seeing things, the child is modeling their lives. And who they are seeing at that time helps them to model life. Whatever they're seeing, the person they are looking up to. And at that point, the people they look up to are their immediate family members, their mom, the dad, aunties and uncles if they live around them, and a few times their teachers. So, these are the people that they model their lives
around. And it matters at that early age because, looking back, I don't need to be an expert to know that personally we all grew up, we're at that age at some point in time.
Yeah.
Looking back, those are some of the most memorable times. That's why in primary school, you can remember what happened in primary school and things that molded. Sometimes I have to go back to look at myself, when I was younger.
Yeah.
And I totally agree with you about that setting age, being when things have been, characters are being molded. Are you worried with the statistics? I mean,
I'm very worried. And you see, when you check the foundation of it, it goes back to the absence of love itself. What brings about a breakup? I mean, there are other challenges. It could be domestic violence, could be the result. It could be that their parents fell out of love. They couldn't hold on anymore. Those things that they felt they could, when it is where you just start a marriage or a relationship and you can see their flaws and you're like, I can deal with it. I love the person. And as time goes on, you've had one kid, you have two kids, and then you're looking at the person, no change. And you're like, I can't continue in this marriage, or this person doesn't seem like he wants to change anymore. And they want to separate. They want to go separate ways, forgetting that that separation might or could or would affect the child.
You know, except for extreme cases of like the last caller that talked about abusive marriage because that can also take your life.
Absolutely. So, she was suicidal.
Yeah. You know, for situations like that, you cannot help. But for situations that can be helped, for example, the teammate the lack of love may just have started from something that is maybe petty, small minor thing. Before you know it, exchange of words. Before you know it, it degenerates into something great. And we're trying to have these conversations not only to learn how we can consider the kids or the children in the mix, but also how we can avert, for those who, you can avert such things, problems or little issues from degenerating into major issues that you start hating yourself.
Yeah.
You start, saying, IQ. You forget when you're doing extra cool calls late in the night. For hours, you wait till midnight so you can talk for long. You've forgotten that so soon. You know? You are the only cup. Lori Hiro, you are my chocolate. Lori Hiro, you are my sugar. Lori Hiro, you are my chewing gum. Except if it's Lori Hiro. If it's not Lori Hiro, you've got to find that spark again.
Yeah.
And that's it.
So Lagos, Nigeria, we want to hear from you this morning. How do you think marriages can help? I mean, marriages who are at the verge of breaking up and they have kids. How do you think that they can still show affection to their children? How do you think that their children would not be affected by the breakup or the fallout of love?
Sorry.
Let's hear from you, Lagos. Do call us up.
That's right. 0700-993-993-993. That's the number to call and be a part of the conversation. It's 10:33 on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
That's right. Just send a WhatsApp message to 0809-597-5805. You can also share your personal experience. I mean, if you are currently in the mix, if you're currently experiencing this, do share with us. We're a real life couple and we're discussing real life conversations.
Yes.
On What's Up Lagos.
The only radio station where you can find this is Nigeria Info. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Hi. What's up?
You take care.
Good morning to you.
Good morning.
You are the best couple on radio in Africa.
Now
you talk out.
I'm a journalist, and it's lovely, highly lovely to listen to the two of you. Are so compatible on live on air. You are so wonderful.
I
love you so much.
We love you too.
Love you too.
Keep your marriage.
Amen.
On the topic. On this issue, by December I will have been married for 34 years. Skipping my name.
Wow.
I'm skipping my name, if you permit.
It's okay. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
What keeps families together should be the maturity of the man, more of the man.
Wow.
You know, when I was about getting married, went to my aunt and his husband's place. Both of them late now. And the husband sat me down and said, "Hey, this is a small boy. You want to marry Navi?" I said, "Okay, now look at your auntie. She died at 85, so you should know how old they were then." And he said, "There's a point I want you to keep today. Your left hand never eat with it." He said, "All women, including your mother and my wife, your auntie here," he said, "they are all crazy."
Okay.
He said there are different categories of craziness.
All right.
He said he's not the one that goes to the market nude without anything, but that the way they are wired, they could be mad at you anytime, but just the moment they put up that character, just know, my uncle told me, it's one of the crazy things. So just chill, or I'll either walk away. And in 33 years, we'll be 34 in December.
Wow.
I think that has kept our marriage.
Wow.
There are occasions, imagine you living with somebody who has no emotion. Absolutely no emotion. In 33 years, no emotions.
Wow.
No love. But it's our cross that we must carry. God bless you, three children. They are all out of the university. So, what are we? It's just so you should be able to do things and put the children as
priority
target.
All right.
Because the moment you spill it, it's going to. There's no way it's going to affect the children.
That's right.
So what was the essence? So my message to all young people is: if the marriage is just one day, but the wedding is one day. The marriage lasted for 33 years.
That's right.
But again, every man should create his own joy in the marriage. Because ladies could misbehave anytime.
Oh,
yeah. Just like you said, they are over even matchstick. That a man will not count over. Who put this
TV remote?
Kind of, and they could just turn it around.
Yes, yeah, so thank you.
So for all men, it's not just to marry and just thinking of making love. No. There's maturity needed, and every man too.
All right.
If you don't have the family values, don't go into it. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. We love you too.
Thank you so much.
Wow.
Facebook messages. I agree with that. I can feel what he's saying as a man from a point of view. Because sometimes we look at women. So I come from work. And then I get into the room, there's no space. I'm tired, I just sit on the bed. I remove my shoe, I just drop on for the side. Say, pet, I will take it to where I'm supposed to take it. She wants me to take it immediately.
Yes,
take it now.
Pick it up.
How far away is it?
Don't mess up the room that I took my time.
Is it house dust?
Painstakingly. To clean up and make it look good.
Yes, I know, but who says I won't take it to where it's supposed to be?
Don't worry, you'll be fine.
I relate to that.
We'll be fine.
Facebook people are watching us live in their comments. Hello, everyone on Facebook. Olivia Hygiena says, "Good morning, Colin, Steke, and Andrea. Odobi Teke. You guys are doing great.
Thank you. Keep
the good work. God will surely bless us
Amen. In
this country. I'm watching you live on Facebook. We can see that. Joseph Jesus is his name. He says, My name is Teke, T-E-K-E. is Teke. Our name is Teke. Mm-hmm. You should know that Lagos is a place of hustle, whether rich or poor. Yeah, mm-hmm. We know that for sure. Mm-hmm. As he was commenting on. And then we have Daniel Aibonoga says, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Why, Andreas? Why is say why you always wearing black? Is he your black?
Right.
Is he your black?
Right. He is not wrong, yeah. Actually. Yeah, most of the time black, I put it on black. Yeah.
It looks good in her. All right. What's up, Lagos? Adu Taiwo. And then KS2 says, Collins and Andrea, please, Baba, send your account number details immediately. Ah, KS, you ask for account number. Oh, boy, this blessing, oh. When last did you ask somebody for account number? All of you listen to me now. When last did you ask somebody? Ask somebody for his account number now. Mm-hmm. You don't know the joy that brings for someone to just say, please send your account. Even if it's 1K you want to send. it brings joy. We'll get back to the WhatsApp or calls.
Let's get a call. I mean, let's pick a call.
All right.
Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Yes! Okay. Yes! So I'm calling back. I had called earlier to tell you it's a year now I walked out of.
Oh, great.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So one of the things I feel could keep the marriage going when you have children is, as couples, you don't see the reason not to put in an effort to make it work. How do I mean? Why, before I got married to my ex, you know, before, while he was trying to woo me, he would send meals to my office, he'll call in the morning, call in the evening, send me messages, send me text messages. But as soon as we got married, I noticed a decline.
Mm.
Each time he returns from work, I love to, okay, let's share, mm. let's talk, how was your day, what happened, let's go, let's just... He wasn't interested.
Hmm.
He would rather go and watch the TV or be on his phone. That was the first thing I knew. I'm like, let's talk about how the day went now. I mean, let's discuss. Hmm. He was not interested. That one was there. You know, the effort he put in, he dropped drastically. Hmm. If there's a breakdown in communication, I would say, okay, you know what, let's talk about the issues that has happened. Can we hold a meeting this Saturday, you know, when you're let's just talk, or let's just go out and, you know, chat about the issues we're having and see how we could resolve. He was not interested.
Wow.
So at a point, I became tired mentally,
hmm.
you know, always wanting to make an effort to make it work. So I began to withdraw. He was disinterested. He'd rather watch TV, watch wrestling, you know, and all sorts. If we have a quarrel, if we're not talking, if I don't make the first move to talk to him, he would rather not talk.
Hmm.
So it went on and on and on and on and on and on, and then I got tired, and then I just shut down. Hmm. And then we'll be in the house for months, we'll not talk.
Wow.
And then, we'll not talk. He doesn't make an effort again. And everything degenerated. You know, I found companionship in the radio, listening to the radio.
Wow.
And then he came in one day, smashed the radio. That one, I listened to the radio. It's too loud. Wow. Da, 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 da. And I was like, ah. And then that was when the first issue came. Yes, like you said, when you have children, it's difficult to walk away.
Yeah.
The family waded in, and I too was thinking, no, I would stay here. I'm pregnant. I don't want to. No, I wasn't pregnant. They said, I'll stay here. Mm-hmm. It's a shame. You know, I have to make it work. I have to try my best. I said, you know what? Let's go. Let's go for counseling. He's not interested. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's go for a different therapy apart from the church. He's not interested. You know, some guys feel, I don't marry her now. Nah. You know, he's the end of the world. Your shakara is over.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
You know,
yeah.
So he wasn't putting any effort. He thought she cannot go anywhere again. I know mm-hmm. her. I just trust mm-hmm. her. She'll not go anywhere again.
Okay.
So he didn't put in any effort again. So I was stuck in there. I'm like, yeah, I'm not going to work out. I can't work out. People look up to me in the office, like, everywhere. And I'm like, no, like, I'm a role model to people. I mean, how am I going to hold up my head? So I was like, no, we have to make this thing work.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll call him, let's talk. You know, let's discuss this thing. So he was feeling, she's trying to always make it work now. I just wanted to go anywhere.
Yeah.
Mm. So he didn't put any effort. I said, hey, God, what will I do? So I would say, you know what, okay, look, tell me my flaws, eh? Write it out. Let me write out your own. So we will work on it. It can be worked on. He's not interested.
Wow.
So I got tired mentally.
Hmm.
I just shut down.
Man.
So we had a quarrel. He wasn't talking to me. I didn't make the move again. I stopped. I just withdrew. I didn't make the move. He didn't make, and we're looking at ourselves in the house.
Wow.
It degenerated.
Yeah.
And then we led to violence.
Wow.
We'll go to the same church. Someone who's not talking to me at home would want to talk to me in church.
Wow.
Wow.
Because a friend, a mutual friend, was with him. And so that day, I saw him with a mutual friend. I greeted the mutual friend. He tried to say, hey, hello to me. I ignored him. Why are you pretending outside? You're a demon inside. And you want to act friendly outside to me to make faith. So the first violence happened. I said, okay, I will stay, make you a family. He said, ah, no, he's a shame. He's a disgrace. Da, 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 da. I sank into depression. I got suicidal. In the office, I'll be seated. I'll be on Google. I'll be searching on how to kill your husband slowly.
Wow.
I was losing my mind. Yes.
Wow.
Because I said, if I step out, society will judge me. My family will not be in support. And let me kill him now. So they'll say, eh, I'm going to sleep.
Whoa.
So that was an escape route for me.
Oh, my God.
So one day I just snapped out of that mood. What are you doing? How can you be Googling how to kill somebody? You want to go to jail? No, better work out. Then the second violence setting.
Wow.
My eyes. The first one was my left eye, second one was my right eye. I just said, oh, hey, I think it's time to work away.
Before he kills you.
I go kill him. I go kill him. I try to carry a knife.
Wow.
Somebody just say, leave this house. You've gotten to the height. Of your emotions. Leave. I just left. And that was all right. I just said, no, I'm walking away, man. No, I don't want to go to jail. So the thing is, don't take each other for granted. Even when you're married, talk to your spouse.
Yeah.
Share how your day went.
Yeah.
You know, put in the mutual effort. Because she's a woman and she's there. No. Honestly.
Yeah.
Because if you push that woman too far, she's going to walk away.
That's right.
You will walk away.
That's right. Thank you so much.
Appreciate you for that story. Oh boy.
As in,
how was your deal?
My day was fine, my brother.
You slept well?
I slept well. Okay, did you sleep well too?
I slept well.
Jesus.
Are you angry? Is anything
I'm not angry.
Are you Googling?
I'm not Googling. I can never Google.
You see this thing? You know, the thing is.
As much as we joked about it, it's a serious thing.
She
was suicidal. She was at a peak of her emotions, negative emotions, because of the fallout of love. I'll put it that way, because I want to believe that the guy at some point wasn't feeling it anymore, but he couldn't express, he couldn't verbally say that he wasn't feeling it anymore.
What do you think went wrong? Those are the questions we're asking. And from the story now, you can see that there was lack of communication.
Absolutely. I mean, and you see, it is hard when one person is trying and the other person isn't trying. There's no way that you can have any positive result.
I remember you telling me a number of times, Collins, you have to try. You have to... I'm trying my best to make this work. I need you to
show
yours. You know, it took me a while to understand that I had to put in the work too. Because I felt like, you know, the home is a woman that should make it work. You know, it's a woman that should...
Yeah,
the woman owns the home.
Yeah, I remember you kept telling me that, yes.
Yeah, you
kept saying, if this thing falls, you are at fault. And I'm like, how am I at fault when we are both in this?
Yep.
And a lot of men, I'll put it that way, a lot of men have that mentality, thinking that, okay, if anything goes wrong, now the woman will. Forgetting that you also have your input. I mean, remember the first caller says, was it the first caller now? He says he wants to remain anonymous, but he says he's been married for 34 years. He mentioned what actually keeps a marriage is the maturity of the man. And that's his opinion.
Yep.
But so far, it has kept him in his marriage for 34 years.
Yes. Wow. And indeed, it's 10:47. We need to go back to take some more calls and messages and Facebook.
Absolutely.
Also, there are comments coming in. But let's go to WhatsApp first.
Let's check WhatsApp. Now, this is coming from Paul. Paul from Ogun State says...
That's an epistle, though.
Very long message. He says, love does not die, but it is laid to sleeping mood.
Okay.
It said, reason, if you see two people fall out of love, after a while, they choose, in brackets, understand that word, choice. They choose to work on the changes and try to readjust to the new person around. Then you would notice that the love isn't dead. It was laid to bed and can be woken up.
Yep.
He said, love is not love if there is no room for forgiveness. Many keep saying that they can't forgive if their partner cheats on them. I mean, we had a lot of people say this yesterday that
that's right.
They will fall out of love with their partner if they hear that their partner cheated on them. Right. So he went on to say that if you are really a born again, I repeat, a genuine born again, you will know that even your sins do not deserve forgiveness. I had my parents both fall out of love, but they still lived together in their pain. Me, I am always of the motion that lack of communication and lack of acceptance of responsibility, one person not ready to accept his or her mistake, the danger this falling love cost my sibling. Okay, the danger of falling out of love cost my siblings is not measurable. I didn't get that. He said it builds up low self-esteem. I think he's trying to say it brought up low self-esteem, less way of communicating with both parents, less way of expressing themselves at home because our house is a war zone. Now, he is pointing out the possible effects on children.
And how it affected them.
How it this is his own personal experience. How his parents, his both parents fell out of love, although they did not separate, but they were living together. You know, they were still together, but they were not still in love with themselves. So he is explaining how it affected him and his siblings. Now, he went on to say, I hate to go home to my parents' house, but they don't understand because they are cool in their misery. While I can't imagine seeing myself in the middle of almost 32 years old marriage shattered. Right.
Okay. Wow.
Okay.
So this one decided, so you know what?
Okay.
We'll just stay like that. I don't buy that too.
Me too.
I don't buy that. You make it work. And making it work is not hard. It's just a human being, and you and somebody's got to calm down. Somebody's got to suppress that ego or something. That's how we can work.
Yeah, it still goes back to, there's this thing, right? When, like I said earlier, yesterday as well, that when two different people come together in one room, in one house, to live together for the rest of their lives, conflict, misunderstandings are inevitable.
That's right.
You see, siblings have misunderstandings. Siblings who are born of the same parents from the same womb, they fight. They have misunderstandings. How much more two individuals from different backgrounds, from different way of life, different everything, coming together to live together for the rest of their life. So yeah, there will be misunderstandings.
There would be.
Now, when one thing happens or goes wrong, address it immediately.
Wow.
Where it escalates or when it degenerates is when you don't talk about it the first time, you don't talk about it the second time, you don't talk about it the third time, and it keeps brooding in your mind, growing resentment.
You see that resentment, you see that word? That's something that, that's where it starts from. That's where... The division. The falling out of love. That's where it starts from.
Yeah.
Where you start resenting
the children. Let's even come back to how it's affecting the children. Now, if you have children, just like what Paul just said, now in his home, they started having low self-esteem as children. It's difficult for him or her to communicate to either of their parents because, I mean, you don't know where mommy is happy. You don't know where daddy is happy. You don't know who to communicate your own worries to.
You're supporting the other one.
Yes. Mommy can say,
so you're on your daddy's side, Abby.
Exactly. There's a divide. There's a divide already. Wow. So it's challenging for the children because at that point, you are confusing them. You're confusing them. Now, moving on, he mentioned that for him, he decided not to even go home. He decided not to go back home. They don't even know why he has refused to stay at home. But his own reason is because of the chaos between his both parents.
That's right. So just to mention that, there was a recent journal of mental disorders and treatment compared to children that are who feel loved. Children who feel unloved are likely to develop a pattern of psychological maladjustment and personality dispositions, including hostility, aggression, dependent, low self-esteem that the gentleman talked about, low self-adequacy, emotional unresponsiveness.
That's right.
So they'll go on not to have emotions, like the caller said. He talked about the husband.
And
emotional instability, negative worldview.
That's right.
Anxiety.
That's right.
And insecurity.
That's right.
You want to kill the child. So if you look at all these things, you look at your little ego that is making you not calm down and make things work. You look at it and say, this is
the innocent child.
This is too small for me to allow this child to go through this stuff. You know, I'm a product of many things. First of all, my when I was giving birth to my granddad, my mom's dad said my dad cannot marry my mom because they're not from the same tribe. They're not in the same tribe. They were two young teenagers at the time, because I think my mom was 18 and my dad was like 21 or thereabout. And then I had to leave the life of, you know, I know what that meant. And then later I grew up with a stepdad who sometimes would punch my mom, you know, things like that. I made up my mind at a little age. My mom kept on telling me, this is not the way to behave to your woman. This is not the way to... My mom made sure, she kept on telling me, Collins, this is wrong, but I'm staying because of you guys. You know, I wish I could tell her, Mama, wrong, come out. Because, you know, but let's leave that. I can relate to this because I experienced this firsthand, and I know what it means not to see love in a family.
That's right. I mean, I wanted to share a story of a boy who, in his home, right, in the family, he has never seen his mom show love to his dad, and he has also never seen his dad show love to his mom. And so we're just asking him one day that, do you love your sisters? And he said he doesn't know what love means.
Hey.
I felt shattered in my spirit. I was like, really? You don't know what love is? Why did you say that? He said he has never experienced love. He doesn't know what it is to show love because he hasn't seen what love is. I felt so bad. I really felt so bad. And that is the typical case of some families or some children right now, because they haven't seen love. They haven't experienced it.
That's right. And the funniest thing is, these are the same people who go on the street today and be causing problems because you're now paying. I say, this guy, what home did it come from? You wouldn't know that it wasn't their fault in the first place.
That's right.
We are going to fix this home. Welcome back. It's What's Up Lagos. We're going back to Facebook to take the last set of messages on Facebook before we get to switch gears on the other side of 11 o'clock. But hey, it's 10:56. Well, Oluwatofumilola Omotolani Fashike on Facebook says, making marriages work requires efforts from both parties, and whatever energy is perceived by the children, they act on.
That's right.
I know of kids' siblings in school that take sides with parents. And, you know, some side the dad, while the others will side the wife, and the house were divided based on the parents not making the marriage work. What's up, Lagos? And that's all we mentioned just a while ago. Yeah. Thank you for that. And Charles Iwe Bono says, marriage does not have formula, but whichever formula you choose, communication must be included. Thanks to make it work. I agree with you. It doesn't have formula. Two human beings not the same.
Yeah.
Two marriages can never be the same.
That's right.
You can only learn from experiences.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Ayobuofu Uchechuku says, hello, guys. Please, a friend needs the service of... Okay, you need it. If I give her... Akpan Solomon says, what's up, Lagos? The techers. Love is not easy. Patience, maturity, forgiveness, communication, responsibility, acceptance of each other, each other's flaws. It's deep, my people. We say it's deep. And I agree with you. Thank you for those messages on Facebook. And to all of you watching from wherever you are, we say gracias. Merci beaucoup.
That's right. Thank you so much. We are still talking about the absence of love and how it affects children.
That's right.
And we've had a few messages, specifically, what's his name now? Paul mentioned his own experience, what he's currently experiencing. His father and his mother have been married for 32 years, but they're falling out of love. Now, they are not separated, though. They are still living together.
But you can feel the heat,
the chaos. Mommy cannot say I love you to daddy anymore. Daddy cannot help mommy to comb her hair. You know, these little things, these show of affections are not there. Yeah. And it is affecting the children.
It is affecting a lot. And that's why our focus today is about how we can avert this, how we can, you know, solve this. Some people are going through this right now.
Absolutely.
Maybe they made up their mind. I don't care about them, but if they like themselves, they know how to survive.
In the long run, it would affect. You brought these children into the world.
Yeah.
They're innocent. They're not aware that you both have misunderstandings. They're not aware that you both, they don't, it's not their business.
That's right.
They shouldn't be in the mix.
Absolutely.
Right? So don't pour your mess on them.
That's true. And lastly, I would say that sometimes it takes the children to fix the problem.
That's another angle.
You just sit them down and say, hey, hello, come here, sit down. What's going on here? Are you guys okay, sir? Ma? Hello, please, excuse me.
Right.
Do you care about us at all?
Yeah.
Do you want to divide us? Do you want to destroy your legacy? We need to fix this. What's the problem? Let's address it. Sometimes you don't say it's my mom, it's my dad. You talk to them.
Mm.
We go on a break to bring you the news and come back with more right here on What's Up Lagos. Right, babe?
Yes, yes. Oh, yeah. Stop singing a song that you cannot sing properly. You just murder the song, and I don't like it.
Energy, energy.
No, don't do it. Don't do it.
Okay.
No.
All right.
Don't spoil the song.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it the lyrics or is it the voice that is
it? Both everything.
That's not fair.
If you can't sing it, don't sing it. I beg of you, don't destroy the song. Don't
anyways,
destroy the good music.
Anyways, for you to make your relationship work, you must make sure that you, both of you, exchange positive energy.
That's
and
right.
And that's just it. I mean, that song is saying that, you know, energy, it's the kind of energy I get from you. That's what making me shy. The love is so much that, you know, it's just so sweet, so sweet. And that's a typical song to describe what couples or partners should exchange. There's got to be positive feel as far as the energy is concerned. It's beyond the words sometimes, right?
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Welcome, Lagos.
Welcome back.
We're still talking the absence of love in families.
That's right.
And how it affects children.
Hmm. That's straightforward. And a lot of messages have come in, and I took a number of them on Facebook earlier.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You took some on WhatsApp.
Mm-hmm.
We have taken some calls. I think we should count and take a number of calls, maybe five.
Yes.
And then go back to the WhatsApp
Let's
messages.
Take a number of calls, please.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello, good morning.
What's
good
morning. Up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
What's up, Lagos?
Yes.
Just the light.
Just the light.
Oh, my.
Wow.
Wow, who's
wow,
it?
Interesting. This is a very brilliant topic. This is Bamidele from Sijudubega.
Great to have you, Bamidele.
Welcome.
You know, children feel this. Children feel it. They start getting withdrawn small.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm a victim of this.
Wow.
You know, I've been, my parents separated when I was very young. I was even told I was a toddler.
Wow.
So I grew up with my dad, grandma. So in a way, it was like my grandma was my mother.
Mm.
Literally, I didn't feel any direct love of a mother to child. So that grandma was like everything. She died this year, actually.
Wow, sorry.
So
for that.
At a point, I was about getting rude to my dad.
Mm.
He's a very quiet person, you know. As I was growing up, you know, he never remarried till he died.
Wow.
Also,
wow.
So it seems like it felt like a big wound to him. Also, you see it in him every day. So even psychologically. My mom just used to come around because we are then in the village. She come around to see us. She go back to Lagos. She come around. You know, I try to know the backstory, and the little part of the backstory that I get just threw me over the edge. Like, you know, I was growing resentment to my dad.
Yeah.
At the point, you know, but he's a gentle person.
Yeah.
Like you literally won't think he did those things. But the backstory I heard was he used to just like be very wicked in a way, but I think that thing broke him down to a point. So even we said we are just there, you know, it was just our grandma just taking care of us. Everything, she's the one that will cook, our dad will eat. So she's like our mother at the end of the day. But it really affected me a lot.
How
now,
what? Okay, you're okay. Better now. In what ways did it affect you basically?
You know, first, you can really tell if you grow up with your mother sometimes.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Our dad is just there. Every day is just there.
Mm.
Like, we are just like free-range chicken, kind of.
Wow.
So we just move about. We come back home. Although our grandma, like I said, raised us up to be very responsible.
Yeah.
But now, when I grew old, I now came to Lagos. So living with my mom, totally, like she does not really understand the kind of person I am. So her way is like this, my own is like that.
Mm.
So it's now I'm married, okay?
Yeah.
So but even up till now, it's still a struggle for her to understand me.
No way.
In a way. So it is really a lot. If I'm not a person that have a focus on life, try to go into my own self, understanding who I am myself.
Yeah.
It's just a big disaster to me. Okay. So I tried as much as possible to understand the thing. I dated my wife. Mm. We dated for like 8 years.
Huh?
Before we got married last year.
Wow.
It is a learning experience for me to know how should a man really just understand his wife. I think it goes a lot in your dating,
does.
In relationship, yeah. Before you go into marriage.
Yes.
I heard of my parents that it's like they just made it up in a way.
Mm.
So it's not like they are all in the process. So it's a lot. It really affects the children.
It does.
It affects the children a lot.
All right. Thank you.
All right, guys.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for sharing.
It's real stories, it's real people, it's real radio right here on What's Up Lagos Family Talk, and it's 10 minutes past 11. So far, so good. A lot of comments, a lot of contributions. I hope you're learning something. I hope someone out there is like, yo, man, thank God for this conversation right now. Because the truth is, I can totally feel that a large number of people I've been through this or are going through this
right
now. Yes,
you know, you mentioned that some children pick sides.
Uh-huh.
It might not be the fault of the children or deliberate. Yeah, it might not be them deliberately taking sides.
Mm-hmm.
The influence must have come from either of the parents.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know mothers who, when they're having misunderstanding with their husbands, right, with their the fathers, they go ahead telling their children, see what your daddy did. Look at what your daddy did. And, you know, that is building some kind of resentment, anger, hatred towards the father.
That's right.
And, you know, the child, I mean, the mother might not tell the child that I did this.
Uh-huh.
That's why your father is acting this way. Or don't worry, your father will be fine.
Mm.
You know, just stylishly make them realize that nothing is going wrong. No, nothing is happening. When you're old enough, you understand better. But nothing, don't worry.
Mm-hmm.
Things can be, you know, just... But you'll find some parents or some mothers or some fathers would be, you know, trying to be the good one, influencing the children to think that to hate the other, you know, either the mother or the father.
Yeah.
That also could affect the relationship the child should have, because I believe that the mom and the dad, they both have individual responsibilities and influences.
Mm-hmm.
They both have each responsibility, each role, each different influence in the life of that child.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't tell, you can't want to be the best or the most favorite without, I don't know if I'm making sense, but I'm hoping that
without deserving it.
I hit the head. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. You did, because the truth is some people just pretend. They start making it the truth. There are some who can do that pissy party, huh? They just say, this is not daddy.
Most of the time comes from the mom.
This is not your daddy.
From the mothers, from the women.
Meanwhile, now she be the...
Now you be the co-co-co-co.
But because you want to gain favor, you know, the fear of this is not going to grow and abandon us, so this is under our fumble.
Yeah, but you don't know the effect that's going to have on the life of that child in the long run.
That's it, man. I feel it's selfish to bring your differences and not care whether it affects the children or not.
Yeah,
I feel it's just something that we need to... I mean, it's just a bit selfish. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
Good morning, Andrea.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Your discussion this morning is very, very interesting. Because I went through it.
Oh.
Can you move away from the radio or turn the volume down?
Kill the volume dead.
Alright, that's better.
Good, go ahead. You say you experienced it.
I
think that was discontinued by the system since it wasn't clear. Hey, what's up, Lagos? Hello, what's up, Lagos?
Back, please.
All right, I think we're trying to fix that. As soon as that is fixed, we get the next call coming in. It's being screened, I guess, and we'll fix that. Still the conversation, again, if you're just joining us, is the absence...
of love. the absence of love in families and how it affects the children.
That's right. And so much, a lot has been said already. A lot has been said. And just like we predicted, a lot of people are going through that or have been victims of, you know, an absence of love in a home. Mm-hmm. I've been a victim of that. You know, I saw a situation where my mom was the dad, my mom was everything. And then, you know, it was not a good sight to be. At some point, I heard my stepfather hand say, hold on. You can't hit this woman. No. Who are you? What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
Cheers to life. Welcome.
The Techers. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, I want to remain anonymous. Okay. Yeah, the Techers.
Okay. Oh, go ahead.
I think I'm married for like 3 years now.
Okay.
What I just did was to place my wife on auto forgive.
Nice one.
Anyhow, she has offended me. She's forgiven.
Nice one.
But something played out last year. I lost my job last year.
Wow.
Had an accident. Trailer jammed me last year.
Wow.
My leg was damaged. Wow. So I started seeing fear in the eyes of my wife, you know. Everything began going down cold.
Mm.
So I was like, what is happening? So I called her. We spoke. She cried that deal.
Wow.
She cried a whole lot. I told her that she should just relax, that it's just a face of her, in the face of life.
Yeah.
And she agreed. And she was pregnant, heavily pregnant.
Wow. Mm.
But something struck out when she went to give birth. She didn't tell me. She just went and called the quack nurse for them to come and do a delivery for her at home.
Wow.
And me, I did very far that time. And people were calling, my mother-in-law was calling me, where is your wife? I'll be like, she's fine, you know, those kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
So I ran home. For me to go home, I saw that my wife had given birth at home.
What?
And there was complications.
What?
My brother, as in, I rushed her immediately to Baghdad General Hospital.
Hmm.
My wife got 12 pints of blood.
Wow.
Hmm.
In fact, the doctors were calling her, that woman may die, wake up. So that attitude alone, I was like, because even everybody was like, now because you don't get money, that's why you don't even tell people and you want to kill this woman.
Mm.
Wow.
My friend were like, guy, why you don't tell us now? I told them I'm not aware.
Wow.
I just decided that once this girl comes out safely, I'm taking her back to her family. The baby, for like 2 weeks, I don't want to see the baby.
Oh, no.
I was like, these people want to come and put me in a serious problem. But one day I was just sleeping in my house. I was like, have you thought of why this girl...
She did it. Exactly what I was going to say.
Hmm.
And I was like, but you promised to put this girl on auto-forgive. It was very hard for me. Trust me, it was very hard for me. In fact, when the mother came to my house, I told them all of them should go. I want to be alone for that. And by the grace of God, when she came out, she noticed my cold mood. She apologized. And I just forgive her. And since then, trust me, it has been very lovely.
Aww.
And I've learned something today.
Uh-huh.
I think always like me, my wife come beg me first. But with that woman's call, man, I go the bego.
The bego.
The bego.
No Google. No Google. No Google you now.
Yes, that Google you.
Aye. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Appreciate it. Yeah.
Wow.
All right, great. Men.
Wow.
Oh boy. 17 past 11. We are live on the most incredible radio station and show on radio.
Hello.
Oh boy. That's it. Getting to screen that call for quality control purposes.
Wow.
Okay. Let's get back to, some messages.
Yes.
And let me see if there are some messages on Facebook. I guess we're still streaming on Facebook. So there'll be messages there.
Also, I think I want to share a little bit of things that you can do if you're a parent and you feel like you haven't exactly been showing affection to your children.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give you a few tips.
Okay.
You know, that could be helpful.
That's right.
That will help them, you know, understand what love is. You know, it's a gradual process.
That's right.
But it will help them understand what love is and feel loved and feel love itself from you.
That's right. Absolutely correct. Tunde's on the line. I don't know where Tunde's calling from, but hey, Tunde, what's up, Lagos? What's up, Lagos? Tunde, good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
Cheers to life.
Cheers to life.
Yes,
to life.
In fact, I'm really, really, really happy for
Thanks.
This program this morning. Really, really happy. It's just like, just talking to me. Because I'm born earlier 90s.
Okay.
My my family and my dad and my mom since 1995. I remember there's nothing like love up to now. They got separated at 2010, yeah. Mm-hmm. But every day, every blessed day, they used to fight. Every blessed day.
Wow.
My dad now come out, and I asked my dad one day that, why are you people always quarreling? Now said he doesn't love my mom.
Hmm.
That my grandma forced him to marry.
To marry.
Mom.
Wow.
And he wanted to marry one girl like that. He really, really loved the girl, and because he wanted to obey his mom, that's to accept. And now it really, really affect us because we no longer go to school. Because we asked my dad at school fees, he said, go and meet your mom. My mom would say, I'm not working, go and meet your dad. That is how all of us just drop school, start doing different work, travel from here to there. Even the first bomb blast, I was in Kano. So the work was supposed to finish in a week. We finished the work that same day and we left Kano and back to Kogi State.
Wow.
So things were very difficult for us that me, myself, I was just like working that, okay, let me gather money to go back to school. Money I gave to my dad to help me to collect jam, my dad ended up spending the money.
Wow.
He didn't tell me.
Hey, oh boy.
My junior brother and now told me that your dad has spent your money
for jam.
Out of annoyance, I just left the house that I'm going out. I don't know when I'm coming back home again. That is how I just ended up in Lagos.
Wow.
Wow.
To Lagos, knowing nobody.
Wow.
I don't even know where I was going. But I was like, I believe things will be okay. But now, my mom is terribly sick. I called my dad that your wife is terribly sick. He said, it's not my wife.
Until now?
He has swear down.
Wow.
You go back to her mom. Her mom, that was my grandmom from my mom's side, was like telling my mom that, if your husband do this one, pack your load and come home. And I tell my mom that if you pack your load and go to your mom will end up pursuing you out of his home. Because he will tell you that he cannot be feeding you.
Yeah.
Now, the same thing now happened.
Wow.
I was like, mom, it's not maybe I'm okay here. I'm an Uber driver, and the little I'm seeing, I'm still managing it with my son, because I have a son here, which the girl family said we cannot marry each other. And I told the girl that, forget that we love each other, but your family said we can't marry each other. They will end up being our problem in the future.
So
it's better for you to just face your education, because if you face your education, I know many things will happen in the future. Just face your education and forget about me for now.
Wow.
Now say, what about this one? And I said, I'll take care of this. I'll do anything to take care of it. But now, they don't even allow me to take care of the son.
Ha!
Oh, boy.
Because the family, they are only having girls. And now, the girl only gave birth to a boy. It's just like they are claiming it.
Hi,
I was like, no problem. I just forget.
My brother, stay strong.
You have to stay strong. Don't let your mind go to the negative
side. The girl is from Iboland, and I'm bright. They said I haven't paid her bright price, and I can't claim it. I just let it go.
Wow.
And I said, okay. Now, my mom is terribly sick. Now I'm calling my dad to explain things to him, just like ignoring him. I called my junior brother. I said, they have done their part, now they should allow him to do his own part. And look at my kid himself on someone. That my mom keep fasting every day, fasting. That his husband must change. Now, what are you fasting for? And pastor keeps saying, keep fasting. Now he can no longer eat properly. He can't even barely talk.
Wow.
I just called the pastor that he should please not come to my mom's house again.
You know,
I did not come to my mom's house again. Because I don't want the situation that my mom will end up giving up because of fasting.
Wow.
Man, I know Lagos is listening. I mean, that's like some double-edged challenges to deal with.
And he says it's, man.
You know, and if we all know. And then this whole idea of you can't marry, you cannot do this, you cannot do that, tradition say, it begin to involve. Muna, they drop all these things. When they drop all these things, if person don't give person belay, you understand, they don't get picking. They drop all these traditions. Think about the child first. I don't understand. You're depriving a child from his dad because you're not paid bright price. I don't understand. Bright price will be saying the people go chop them. They're not dead there when they even born. I don't understand this guy.
It's okay. Calm down. Take it easy.
My guy, don't worry. God is with you.
Calm down.
I go soon like somebody. Baron Lee says, what's up, Lagos, on Facebook? He said, it takes perseverance of the man to build a family for as long as his leave. You know, love still is still alive in most marriages. Okpe says, what up, Las Giri? We say, what's up? Wow, nice one, Tekes. You know what? I need to go on a break.